number one, self-expression comes first. And number one, it wasn't always that way, right? So like, regardless of where you are on the spectrum of feeling safe, being 100% yourself, whether you're like, oh my God, that sounds terrifying. Or if you're like, yes, 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 that sounds liberating. Regardless of wherever you are on the spectrum, you can continue to move closer towards the end of it is safe to be 100% you 100% of the time. Day 3 of your mindset mini series. Welcome to Empowered Expression Podcast. I'm so glad you are here. Today we're jamming out on how to be a client magnet, how to magnetize all the clients to the yard. And as with everything else this week, but it's not what you think. This one actually, this might be what you think. You might have an inkling as to what this is. I'll let you like guess in your own head while I introduce it. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline Addington, former engineer and neuroscientist, turned all things organic marketing human. Instagram marketing, social media marketing, but like freestyle, organic style. No paid ads, no weird sleazy shit. So if you're a heart-centered coach, and you want to be able to magnetize all the clients to the yard, you definitely pick the right episode and the right podcast, because that's what we talk about here, is how to do that without being a weirdo and a sleazeball on the internet, and how to do it in a way that feels good and true to you and real. So, yes, welcome. Oh, like I said, today is all about being a client magnet, but like not what you think. We're talking about the main mindset that makes your corner of the internet highly magnetic and also fosters deep connection with your people. And I won't spoil it. I won't spoil it. You have to keep listening. You have to listen to the episode to get the juice. But we're not just talking about the mindset, but also providing some really cool, like actionable, tangible ways that you can start to experience this mindset shift and embody this mindset in your own life and in your own space. So it's a really good one. You're gonna like it. I hope you've been enjoying the whole series so far. Have you? If you have, let me know on Instagram. Give it a shout out and let me know what's been your favorite episode so far, or what's been one of your biggest takeaways. I always love hearing that from you guys. I'm always like, yeah, go! Go, squad, go! So, before we dive in to the whole shebang, if you are listening, if you've been listening to all the mini series, or if this is your first one, yo sis, welcome, hello. But if you've been listening along, then you know that this is the last week to join Bigger Than a Brand. This puppy only opens 3 times a year. So after this, there will only be one more time that she'll be open in 2021. So like, this is serious shit, you guys, okay? You don't want to miss the boat. You don't want to miss the train. So Bigger Than a Brand is the 14-week group program that I guide beautiful heart-centered coaches through. And it takes you from crickets on Instagram, feeling like you're throwing spaghetti at the wall with your content, feeling like Instagram is something that you have to do, but that you don't want to do, but that you have to do. And you're just like, ugh. Probably because like there's all this weird marketing out there and you don't want to be a weird marketing human. You want to do it in a way that feels good and true for you, which is exactly how you should be able to do the things. 100%. That is an option. You can attract all of the clients to the yard. You can, you know, have like a really beautiful, thriving business where you're able to consistently call clients in through Instagram without it being this awful, terrible, awkward thing or this like obligation, consistency, weird juju, have to do the things, but hate to do the things kind of vibe. And if that's what you would like to learn how to do, if you would like to experience all of the mindset and identity shifts that go along with that, that is exactly what we do in Bigger Than a Brand. I teach you everything you need to know. You get insane amounts of support to support you on this journey and this transformation from the inside out. So if 14 weeks from now, you want to have all the ducks in rows and you want to know exactly how to call in on the clients, call in all the clients, and you want it to feel super effortless and chill and empowering, click the link in the show notes. You can read all about Bigger Than a Brand. You can apply for Bigger Than a Brand, and then you and I will hop on a 45-minute call where we'll make sure that it's a good fit for you. And like I've been saying throughout this mini series, I'm strict about that. I take that shit seriously because I don't want to have anyone moving through the program who's not genuinely a good fit and genuinely ready for massive transformation and results. So if that's you, then we'll go ahead and like get on with the business of changing your life. If not, I'll pass forward some resources and some names of people who would maybe be a better fit. And regardless, it's a win-win and you get a fuck ton of clarity in your business. So take me up on it. If pulling on your heartstrings, go ahead and click the link in the show notes. All right. So with that, let's dive on in to the rest of the episode all about the mindset that will help you be a client magnet. Enjoy. Okay, so welcome to day 3 of the mini series. I don't know why I always feel like I have to say it that way. I think I've said it that way on multiple recordings so far. Mini series. I'm just excited. So I just got off of a one-on-one session with a new client. Woo! Welcome to the fam, woman. And we were talking about, we were connecting with like her future self and it was juicy and beautiful. And we were talking about the vibe of being 100% yourself all the time, period, no matter what, period, the end of story, right? If you want to like sleep in, you sleep in. If you want to get up early, you get up early. If you want to eat the fucking cookie, you eat the fucking cookie. If you want to get a green smoothie, you get a green smoothie. If you want to, I don't know, stay in, you stay in. If you want to go to dinner with friends, you go to dinner with friends, depending on where you live and how accessible that is. But like, you know, just not feeling, oh, here's a good one. If you want to lay on the couch while your boo does dishes, you lay on the motherfucking couch while your boo does dishes without guilting yourself about it. Yes. So you get the juju. You're picking up what I'm laying down, right? It's basically like, you just do you. You just be yourself, period. And don't like shame yourself for whatever it is that you are wanting to do or feeling into in that red hot moment. And I got the little like spidey sense after I got off this call and I was like, time to record the next podcast episode. Ooh, it's going to be about this. It's going to be about this because this is such an important milestone on the journey to being just like, I mean, yeah, being magnetic to clients, you know, future clients. Those are the words that popped up first. And then I was like, but it's also just so much more. It's like, it's not just being magnetic to future clients. It's having a flourishing Instagram and like a flourishing business in general that feels aligned and feels alive. So let's talk about this a little bit. And let's like, I want to speak through the evolution that I've undergone personally, because I think that it can be really easy to see someone who's really self-expressed on the internet and be like, oh, easy for them. You know what I mean? Like she's in her groove. She's doing her thing. Even though I don't have like a massive following, I have like a following. You know what I mean? I've got like over 4,000 humans as of recording this. So it's like, there are people there, you know what I mean? That are like tuning in on the reg. And if you are sitting at like 1,000 followers, it can be easy to look at that and be like, oh, well, yeah, but for, of course it's easy because she has like a little bit more of a sense of stability with her following. But that's, it's the other way around. It's the other way around. You've probably heard this all the live long day from the internet. You're probably like, I know, but like, let it land. Well before I even had 1,000 followers, actually, I was like, fuck the haters. I'm going to be me. I remember, actually, this is a fun story. I remember when I was first starting my business, I was dog walking part-time to make ends meet. And I was on a dog walk. I would do like, you know, Instagram stories when I was like walking dogs. And so I was on a dog walk and I was doing the things. And I was talking about surrender and like not needing to control every aspect of your experience and like feeling safe, trusting and letting go and just going with the flow and like, you know, be letting yourself be surprised and delighted by your own life and all the twists and turns. Beautiful concept, right? So someone from an older community that, you know, at this stage of my journey is no longer aligned. So I've released them from my life, but they commented and responded to a story and they were like, that sounds like having a plan. And I think you should have a plan. And I was like, oh, shots fired, sir. You know, but like even then, at that time, I probably had like, I don't know, 300, maybe 500 followers. Like it was, I did not have 1,000 followers yet. I know that. Like I was really just starting to do the things on Instagram consistently. And even then, I was like, fuck this guy. Bye. You're not a part of my community anymore. You know, and like used it as a tool to become more self-expressed. And this is what I like really want to jam on is that anything that you're afraid that people might say, anytime someone does say some shit and like it brings up anything within you, rather than using it as a reason to clam up and go back into shell or to use it as evidence that like you're crazy or what are you even doing and da da da, you can use it as almost like a crowbar to like crack open another layer of self-expression, right? So we're going to jam on like how you can do that in a hot second. I'm a little all over the place, you guys. I keep like, I've been drinking more coffee lately. I don't know why. I'm in a season of life where I like am drinking more coffee lately. And I think it's a little much sometimes. Just to be honest, I think it's a little much. I think my energy sometimes is like a little too blah. Back in the day. Okay, story time here. Sorry, not sorry. You guys are probably like, this woman is all fucking over the place today. This is going to be a juicy episode. Trust me. Just trust me. We got good shit in the pike. Back in the day when I was in science life, you guys, I shit you not, I would drink like 4 to 5 cups of coffee a day. And not just like coffee, like espresso drinks a day. This motherfucker, me, would drink like 4 to 5 espresso drinks a day. And like just to continue to function. Isn't that crazy? My vibe was so different. Like, oh my goodness. I so wish that I had like footage of myself from that time that I could like share with you guys. I just see if my mom, all right, mom, if you're listening and you have a recording of my dissertation, can you share it with me? Text her and see so I can show you guys like how bland and flat I was. Okay. So anyway, back to the topic at hand. Where do we want to pick back up? Let's continue talking about this evolution a little bit because I think it's really important to recognize that number one, self-expression comes first. And number one, it wasn't always that way, right? So like regardless of where you are on the spectrum of feeling safe, being 100% yourself, whether you're like, oh my God, that sounds terrifying, or if you're like, yes, 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 that sounds liberating. Regardless of wherever you are on the spectrum, you can continue to move closer towards the end of it is safe to be 100% you 100% of the time. And the thing is, this requires insane vulnerability, right? It requires so much vulnerability because essentially the way that you move closer to that end of the spectrum is you poke a little toe out, you know? You poke a toe out and you're like, if I'm this much more myself, what happens? If I'm this much more myself, what happens? And the whole thing is a motherfucking experiment, right? So like, say for example, you're in your relationship and like with your partner or whatever, and there's something that you feel needs to be said. And in the past, you would have been like, oh, it's no big deal. I'm not going to say it, right? That's your moment. That's your invitation to be like, but what happens if I do? And what happens if I do say it from love? From a place of love, right? And as you continue to like lean into those moments, here's the beautiful thing. It doesn't really matter so much what the out, like your safety doesn't really matter on, like doesn't really depend on the outcome of those moments. I'm going to say that again because I kind of stuttered and like stumbled over myself trying to say it. The outcome of those moments does not determine whether or not you are safe in those moments. And that might feel counterintuitive. You might be like, well, yeah, if I'm in that moment with my partner and I say the vulnerable thing that scares me and they shut it down and they're like, fuck you, what the fuck, blah, 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 blah. You might be like, that doesn't feel safe. That's going to bring up a bunch of shit inside of me. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You get to create the safety within yourself, right? Can you hold yourself in those feelings and be safe? Are those feelings welcome within you, in your energy field, in your consciousness, right? Like, are those feelings safe and welcome and valid? Can you validate yourself in those feelings? That is where safety comes from. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? It has nothing to do with the doucherama who told me that I needed to have a plan. You know what I mean? Like, doucherama is like, where did that word come from? I don't know, but I like it. Came from on high. We'll take it. Like, that guy, he can say that. And of course it brought feelings up in me. Of course I was like, oh my God. Oh. But those feelings were valid. They were welcome. They were validated. And they were welcome and they were felt. And so I was safe. Right? And from that place, I could be like, block, bye, sucker. You know? The safety is you create this internal safe haven, that has nothing to do with the outcome. And this is how you start to build that evidence that it's safe for you to be more of yourself. As you stick one toe out, you dip a toe in the water. I'm imagining like, you know, say that you're like walking on a journey. You take the next step outside of the comfort zone, away from the comfort zone. That's a vulnerable and authentic and real expression of self in a new way. You take that step intentionally and deliberately, knowing that you have your back, whatever comes. You take the step, you see what happens, and no matter what happens, you know you're safe because you have your own back and you're holding yourself in whatever happens, right? So like, it could well be that you put yourself out there on, say it's on the gram. Say that like, ooh, this is a great one. Oh, this is a juicy example. Say that you're trying to come out of the spirituality closet. You're trying to come out of your woo closet. And you're trying to start talking about the fact that you talk to dead people, okay? And you're like, I don't think my aunt on Instagram or my friends from high school are going to get it. I think they're going to think I'm crazy for communing with my ancestors, okay? So I don't know if this is something that I want to talk about on the internet, all right? So say that that's the vibe. You put yourself out there a little bit and you're like, you know what? I'm going to talk about the fact that, you know, maybe you like, you know, just do a post about ancestral healing. You put yourself out there just a little bit. And as you do it, as you hit post, you do it with the awareness and the intentionality that you have your own back no matter what. And you are safe within yourself no matter what. Your feelings are valid within yourself, no matter what. You do the thing. And it may well be that everyone's like, oh my God, yes. Like, we've been waiting for you to talk about this. We fucking are here for it. Like, this is amazing. In which case you're like, oh my God, look at this. It's totally safe. All of those fears were unfounded. It's totally safe for me to be myself. Oh my goodness. Or they're like, what the fuck are you talking about, Susie? This is ridiculous. Once people are dead, they're dead. It's all done. Like, you're crazy. And you're like, all right, these are not my people. My feelings are valid. They are safe. I see myself. I love myself. Their shit is their shit. What's that like? Have you guys seen that reel or that TikTok that's like the boss bitch meditation that's like, fuck it. Fuck it. Right? Like, that's the vibe we're going for here. You're safe within yourself. You're feeling your own emotions. You are validating your experience and yourself. And you are knowing that their shit is their shit. And you are just fucking it away. Fuck it. Just brushing it away, letting them keep it. And you are having your own experience. And what's going to happen is you're going to pop out the other side of that and be like, oh shit, it's safe for me to be challenged by other people because I have my own back. It's still safe. No matter what happens, it's still safe. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? So you do this and you're like, oh, it's still safe for me to do this because I have my own back. They're not my people. Good riddance. They will leave. If they don't, I'll escort them out, you know, like whatever. And let that, you know, let yourself integrate that experience by recognizing I am safe no matter what. So then maybe next week you're like gonna take the next step outside the comfort zone. And maybe you did a post that was like, ancestral healing is dope. It's a thing. It's super cool. And then maybe the next post is like, when your ancestors are dead, they're not really gone. They're still here. You can still talk to them. You know what I mean? And you're like taking these steps one by one outside the comfort zone so that you are like self-regulating. You're not just like flinging yourself off the cliff. You're doing it in a way that is very self-regulating and self-validating and nurturing and nourishing to yourself. And as you keep doing this and keep walking this path, then you'll build up enough evidence that you are safe to be yourself no matter what. And then, and like, the farther you walk, the bigger the steps can become, you know? So, like, now at this point in my business, like, for example, when was I going through this? Was this a month ago?
What?
What is time? Jesus Christ. Maybe a month or two ago. I don't even know. Earlier this year, Q1, sometime in Q1, the intention and the theme of the business growth in my business in Q1 was visibility, right? And so, of course, a new layer of like, is it safe to be myself in this way showed up because that's how it does. That's how it always does, right? That's how it do. So, you know, in that chapter and in that stretch, I know I shared with you guys like as I was moving through it, but like in that chapter and in that stretch, the next step outside the comfort zone for me was like a large step, you know? There was like a big friendly giant step, you know? So the step was like, what if I be messier? What if I be messier and be, you know, embrace even more of my humanity and like share even more of my humanity, let go of the fucking filters so much and like, you know, all the things, right? So like that, share my Chick-fil-A on my stories when I fucking eat it, right? Even though, oh my God, you guys, that fucked up my stomach so bad. I forget every single time. It's like once a year or like once every 6 months, I'm like, it's time for some Chick-fil-A. I'm craving it. I don't know why. I don't even like the company, but I want the fucking chicken sandwich. And then it fucks me up. Oh my God. So bad. My tummy is so unhappy, but whatever. Still worth it. Mainly for the waffle fries. Like, let's be real. Okay. So anyway, that was a big step for me. You know, that was like a big stretch, but I also had like a lot of evidence and experience to know that I would have my back no matter what, and that whatever came, I could hold myself in that experience and validate my emotions, validate my feelings, and create an internal safe haven no matter what. No matter what. And this is like such a beautiful gift to give yourself. It is such a because being 100% yourself is so freeing and so wonderful. And to bring it full circle back around to like the Instagram world, this is like the beginning of growth on your Instagram, right? This is part of what I was talking about with this one-on-one client is like, she was mentioning to me, like when I found you, I was like, oh my God, I love this bitch. Like, I love this woman. She's just being herself. She's just doing her thing. Like, I can tell that she's not faking it. You know what I mean? That is what helps people stick around, right? So like you could do the things. You could like go on this like engagement spree and like doing all the things, quote unquote, right, according to the algorithm and according to like how you like growth strategies and all the things. But if your corner of the internet, I call it being sticky. If your corner of the internet isn't sticky for your ideal clients, there's going to be no reason for them to stick around. You're going to be doing all this engaging and all this stuff and getting no return on your time and your investment, because why would they hang out there? You know what I mean? You've got to make sure that your corner of the internet is like magnetic first. Otherwise, you're just going to waste a bunch of time and energy. Also, make sure that your message converts. That's like another big thing, right? I always tell people like, don't even worry about trying to grow anything at all until you know that your message actually converts and people actually buy, because otherwise you're just like amplifying white noise. You know what I mean? So yeah. Being 100% yourself and knowing that you are safe in your experience, no matter how it's received, is what helps people be like, I like this human. I like this human. They're doing cool human stuff over here. Can't quite put my finger on why I love them so much, but I just really like them. And it's like, yeah, because you're being yourself. Like, we like that. We like that, especially in this day and age. Oh, fuck. Right? Like now more than ever, this is like such an asset. Like the skill that we are talking about in this Red Hot Minute is a fucking asset. It is an asset. If you like really put this into perspective for a hot second, if you can feel safe being 100% yourself, no matter the fuck what, that means that you can like move through the world and operate in the world in your most magnetic juju all the time. And when you do that, like I can't even begin to tell you guys, it's insane the opportunities that creates. It's so insane. Like a month ago, and I ended up, this broke my heart. I ended up having to say no to this opportunity because it wasn't aligned from a business perspective. It didn't align with my zone of genius, even though this like human and their business is like absolutely phenomenal. But I was at my co-working space and I was at like a social event. We were playing We're Not Really Strangers, which is such a great card game. Oh my God, you guys, I need to get it. I really want this game. It's like card prompt cards that start conversation and like everybody goes around and responds to them. And by the end of it, like you guys feel like you're just so connected and with a group of strangers. It's really, really cool. So anyway, we were playing We're Not Really Strangers, and I was being myself because that's what I do. You know what I mean? And this homie was like, oh, I actually might need your help with like social media stuff. And it was a super rad, it was a really cool opportunity to potentially get into like supporting corporate clients on like an ongoing basis. And the reason that he shared with me, the reason that he wanted me to be a part of the team and to like, you know, help them out was because he was like, I could feel that you just have good vibes and you're just passionate and authentic. And I appreciate that. You know what I mean? It literally opens doors for you. It literally opens doors for you. I can't tell you how many times I've been at some kind of like, not even things that were actual networking events, you know, going to Fire and Ice, the like sauna and ice bath thing that I love to do that like just makes me feel so alive. It's so amazing. How many times I've been there and connected with people who are like, oh, I really need your help. You know what I mean? And There are so many people doing social media marketing, but they're like, you have good juju. I like you. You know, when you are safe within yourself and you're operating and you're moving through the world, being your whole self, the world is your oyster. Because as humans, we're craving that, not just in the way that we interact with other people, but within ourselves. Everybody wants that level of freedom for themselves, right? And that's why we like it so much in other people. When we see it in somebody else, we're like, oh man, I want some of that for me, right? Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to just be themselves and be happy? Like, who doesn't? There's probably someone out there, but I don't know. I haven't met them yet. So, yeah. So, in summary, in conclusion, there's, you know, you can create a safe haven within yourself, regardless of how the world receives you. Regardless of how the world receives you. And as I said that, I heard like a little wiggly voice in my head being like, but what if the whole world hates me? Number one, that's never the case. And number two, there's always your people out there. But also number two, you can still create the safe haven. Like the safe haven doesn't, that's the thing. The safe haven isn't dependent on other people liking you. The safe haven is its own thing. It's totally separate, totally different. So it doesn't really matter how people respond. The safe haven is still there. But the reality of it is that as you be more of yourself in the world and as you create that safe haven that you just carry around with you all the time, even when you're at the grocery store doing your things, you know, the world responds beautifully. Because we want to connect with other people at that level and in that way. And we all want that sense of freedom for ourselves. The people that I'm most attracted to seem to have a level of personal freedom and self-expression that I'm like, yeah, they seem even more self-expressed. Let's fucking go. I don't know what level's next, but I'm here for it. Let's go. You know what I mean? I like this human. They seem cool. So that becomes magnetic to your people, and that plants the seed for growth of your account and growth of your community. Of course, you can grow your community without that, but like, it's going to be way harder and way more time consuming, and it's going to turn into a numbers game, right? And like, that's never fun. That's never fun, having things be a numbers game instead of just being yourself and letting people see that and be like, yeah, I like this human. All right, there you have it. Day 3 of the mini series complete. Well, almost complete, not quite complete, because guess what? Guess what, bitch? Do you want to go further down the rabbit hole? Do you want to take everything that we've been talking about this week and make it real for you? Not just let it be a podcast that like you listen to, it goes in one ear and out the other and you're like, oh, that's a good thing. I should probably think about that. But you actually live it. It becomes who you are. You are walking around the world fully yourself, totally free, doing your thing, right? Like you're living and breathing these mindset shifts and these identity shifts because they have become your truth, your lived experience, your daily truth. If you would like that, if that is what you would like for yourself, then the link to learn more about Bigger Than a Brand and apply to join this round is in the show notes. Go ahead and click it. There's all kinds of good details, all the like information is there on the course and the program and everything that's in it. The support is like fucking ridiculous. It is unparalleled. We've made it even better for you guys this round too. I'm so excited. Like, oh my God, it keeps getting better and better. I'm so excited for this round. So you can go ahead and click the link, apply. We'll hop on a 45-minute call. We'll make sure that it's a good fit for you. And if it is, then we'll go ahead and hop on in, do all the things, make it happen. If it feels like somebody else would, or like some other program would be a better fit for you, I can provide resources, point you in the right direction, give you a little bit of guidance there. So I look forward to seeing you on a call. I love you so much. I hope that you've had an amazing day. If this episode was like blowing your mind and lighting up light bulbs, you can share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at caroline.addington_. You can also go to iTunes and subscribe and leave a review, and it helps the podcast grow so, so, so much. So you can consider it your like daily random act of good to leave a review on iTunes because it helps spread the word. So I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I will see you back here tomorrow for episode 4 of the mini series. Boom, boom.